Welcome. I'm Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirls Sex Pod, broadcasting on PlayGirlTV.com, also on a variety of other websites and podcast directories, and through my own website at JamieWaxman.com, which is JamieWaxman. I am a sex and relationship advice columnist for Playgirl magazine, also a sex explorer, a sex educator, and an all-around town type of girl when it comes to sex. And I'll let you know what's been going on, because I think that's what I'm going to talk about today. But welcome. If you're tuning in for the first time, please be sure to check out PlayGirlTV.com. They offer a variety of really juicy and really, really nicely done erotica for women, couples, men, or anybody who likes watching women and men have sex, I guess, really, and or men masturbating, because you can find some of that on a lot of the Playgirl TV stuff. You know, it's interesting because I often get the question, who's watching Playgirl TV or who's reading Playgirl magazine when I talk to people about what I do? And while, of course, there is a percentage of any population where there are going to be men reading Playgirl magazine, there are also women who do read the magazine, a lot of women who also subscribe to Playgirl TV, because it's different. It's a different type of, I don't know if some people would even use this word, but I'm going to right now. It's a different type of porn, because think about it. When you watch a lot of the LA-based stuff, you're getting a very specific type of, oh, I don't know, girl, and also possibly style. And women tend to focus when it comes to erotica on the types of clothes somebody's wearing or the shoes that they're wearing, things like this. So, or what they're saying or not saying, or how they look or how their nails look. You know, there's a lot of little specifics that women tend to focus on when it comes to sex. And Playgirl TV happens to capture the type of stuff that women really cling to or take to when it comes to sex. They're not the only people doing it, but we're definitely doing it really classy and really elegantly and really well lit. And there's voiceovers, but no dialogue. So that makes it nice. But speaking of which, I'm working on another film right now with another female director, a pioneer. Her name is Candida Royale. And I thought that tonight, do you hear that? That's the microphone. It sounds like a plane taking off. I don't really understand what's going on, but I'm trying to just go with the flow for this evening. I thought that, or this morning, or this afternoon, I guess whenever you're watching, I happen to be recording during the evening hours on a Sunday, because I don't know what time I'll be able to record otherwise. Why am I telling you all this? This is too much information, and quite frankly, you don't care. So let's just move on. Before I go into what it takes to produce an adult video, because that's what I thought today's topic would be, let's get a little bit behind the scenes, the making of an adult video, because I happen to be doing that right now, right literally this very second. I wanted to read something inspired by Regina Lynn, who does the sex and tech column for Wired.com. If you haven't read it, you really must. She's not only a fantastic writer, but she's really funny and sounds really sexy. She's doing podcasts herself. And apparently on her podcast, I didn't know this because, well, she's a great friend. I haven't listened yet. And actually, that's a lie. I listened to one podcast yesterday where she encourages people to send in their sex stories or their poetry or things like this. And you know what? It's a great idea. I'm not going to copy it from her, but hey, if you send something in and you want me to talk about it on the air, we'll see where it goes. But unbeknownst to me, I've been writing this really bizarre porn poetry, I've been calling it, for the last few days and posting it on my blog at jamiewaxman.com. And so strange. She's encouraged me. Well, not specifically actually encouraged me, because I haven't talked to her in a couple of days, but through listening to Regina Lynn's podcast on Wired.com, I'm encouraged to read one of my pieces of porn poetry. Now, I don't know if it's all, well, you know what? I was going to title it The Fart, but I'm not sure if that's such a good idea. So anyway, it's still called The Fart for now. Here we go. It started out slowly, hand under hair. It started out slowly to show me he'd care. I waited each minute with my heart pumping fast. How long will it take to get this bra unclasped? I felt it got harder for him to move in his pants. I watched with delight as his dick started to dance. And just as it was about to happen, he let out a fart. And then again, we were back to the start. "Don't start it out slowly," I mumbled under my breath. "Don't start it out slowly. I don't want to be here until death." I took control and unzippered his fly. It had to work, so I gave it a try. I moved my mouth down over his cock. I was hoping to make it as hard as a rock. He moved his fingers right under my skirt, gently rubbing in circles as if not to hurt. Minutes later, I was all wet. Minutes later, he was all set. He climbed in on top of me and looked down at my face. The warmth of his entrance, he feels good in my space. We go this way and that for over 5 minutes, and he has to stop so he doesn't come in us. We stop for a while and then pick up speed. I'm thinking this would feel better if we just smoked some weed. Back in the rhythm, I ride him on top, and back in the rhythm, he asks me to stop. "I'm going to explode," he yells out in time. "You have to stop, at least with the rhyme." So we quietly end both this poem and the night. His dick is too large and my pussy's too tight. Sex is all about stopping and starting. But please, next time, can we do without farting? Oh, you know, I have to say, I like that poem more and more each time I read it. I have another one I've written that I'm going to wait to read till next time. Or maybe I'll submit it to Regina Lynn at wired.com and let her read it for me. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. In other words, let's talk about something else. I guess that's what I was getting at. So what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about what goes into making an adult video production. You guys usually see the end product, whether you're watching PlayGirlTV.com or something by Candida Royale or something by, you know, another major company. You're seeing the end product of a video that you want to watch. But what really goes into making an adult video? Well, let's start with the casting. I happen to be filming my next video in New York, and most of the talent for adult videos is, it's well known that they're out in LA. And I was very ambitious and thought I could completely cast this video in New York. And you know what? You can't. I really do want to make an adult empire here in New York, but the truth of the matter is it's just not there yet, and I don't know if it ever will be there. There are a few directors here in New York. Obviously, there's Playgirl TV. They do a lot of stuff in New York, but they do a lot of stuff. Actually, they do a lot more stuff in LA. If they do a lot in New York, they have. I don't know if they're doing New York stuff now. Neither here nor there. But there's also Joe Gallant at Black Mirror Productions. He does stuff in New York, as well as Red Light TV. They're doing stuff in New York. And let's see. Well, over the course of the last few weeks, I've met a lot of ambitious adult stars who say they're going to be doing stuff in New York. I don't know, because, you know, they're not doing it yet, but they're going to. And everybody has some major complaints about casting in New York. And these are legitimate complaints, like flaky actors. See, what's beautiful about using actors or actresses in LA is there are a lot of talent agencies already completely formed with huge rosters of folks who are willing to have sex on camera and what they will and what they won't do. And really, it's much easier to negotiate through a manager of sorts. Well, I wasn't going to do that for a while because, you know, I don't have a big budget and I'm in New York, and well, I wound up having no choice but to do that. So casting is always an interesting thing. And then of course we held auditions, and you know, all I can say is that obviously, you know, a lot of adult actors don't act, but unfortunately for the movie I'm in or I'm producing, we need them to be able to act. And this became a major problem, and it actually really limited the amount of people we could cast in New York. I did meet one man who really amazed me. I wish I had asked to see his penis hard, because, you know, it was part of the casting. One of the things that we ask people to do is to disrobe, not in a sexual way, just want to see what, if they have scars on their body, you know, if they have tattoos, that kind of stuff. We don't ask anybody to get an erection or play with themselves or anything like that, but we ask them to undress. And this one man undressed, and he says that his penis erect is 9.5 inches. Now remember, a penis, an average size penis is 5.5 inches. So anything above that, you're packing. you're packing. I mean, basically is what, maybe you're not packing at 6.5 inches or 7 inches, but you're doing well. You're doing really well. Not that 5.5 or less is not doing so well either, because size shouldn't matter. Okay. That being said, so he said that he was 9.5 inches erect, but if he really went by the porn star standards, he was more like 13 inches. Now, why I didn't ask him to show me, to show it and let it grow, or grow it, not spoke it. I was going to say grow it, not show it, but that's, well, it's kind of the same thing. Grow it, not show it. Like, I don't want to just see it. I want it to grow. I guess that's what I'm saying. Why I didn't do that is beyond me. Sometimes I'm just stupid, or not stupid, but not thinking, because I'm not stupid. And that was a very bad thing to say, but not thinking the way I should be thinking. So that was one interesting thing. We had a couple of people come in who are obviously on something else or another planet, and could be a little scary. And one, well, you know what? I'm not gonna make any judgments about anybody else, but it's definitely an interesting process. Casting, that's a big part of what you do. Now, also, you have to get your crew together. And in New York, again, a lot of crews aren't necessarily constantly working with people in the adult industry. So getting a crew together who's comfortable watching sex is always another interesting factor. Okay, so you do that. Then, let's see, you have the crew, very important, probably one of the most important aspects of any crew and cast and production, I should say, craft services. Craft services make or break a production. What you're feeding your people is very important. So, you know, you spend a lot of your money making sure that they're happy and content and eating well. Although, you know, there are so many people who probably won't eat if they're about to perform sex because you can get gassy from certain foods. These are things you have to think of. Of course, now you also have to have an HIV test, and it has to be within 1 month of the production. So that's a whole other factor that you have to deal with, is getting your HIV test. Let's see, what else? Also, what products you can use and what you can't use. Product placement, that's another big thing. Car service, where are people going to stay? These are all little things that go into a production that you don't necessarily see. Now, when you get down to the production, it's also very interesting. We wound up casting for this new production a lot of real life couples. And I think this is going to work really well because couples tend to have that chemistry already. They're attracted to each other. They're there. Because you have to think about this too. You know, I mean, a lot of actors do have lists of people that they will and won't work with. So this is not uncommon. But not all of them do. And imagine getting on a set for the first day and meeting your co-star, to say the least, and finding that that person doesn't do a thing for you. And now if you're a guy, you have to get an erection. But you know, the beauty of it is, if you're a guy in this industry, most likely you can get an erection. And I guess really, if you're a guy and you're thinking about having sex, if you close your eyes and think about something else outside of your grandmother, perhaps, or something, well, your grandmother, that's a good one, then, you know, you should be able to get an erection. So I guess that's not as hard, but you know, again, you have to perform in front of cameras and stuff. And then if you're a woman, you can fake it and use lube and whatever, but still, it's just, sometimes it's just not what you want. And so there's that whole thing. Then, you know, in the case of this film I'm producing, you need to memorize scripts. So there's this whole other thing on top of that, of memorization and all of that. And then of course, let's see, what else? Well, wardrobe, your nails, things like that, the shoes you're going to wear. These are all very important factors in making an adult movie. And I don't know, I'm just exhausted talking about it. It's been a very long, exhausting and beautiful and happy and ecstatic and enlightening journey learning how to produce an adult film. But there's so much more in it than what it seems. And, you know, I'm going to leave you on that note today. I'll have lots more to report next time I'm with you. You know, check out my website, jamiewaxman.com, JAMYEWAXMAN.com. Definitely check out playgirltv.com, see what they got going on. Tons of great videos, footage, blogs, I believe. You can read up on what's going on Playgirl. And you should definitely check out the videos. And if you can't find Playgirl TV on your video on demand on your local cable network, then you should request it. Really, actually, you should request it. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. And so is producing an adult video. And I'm very excited for my stuff to come out as well. So I really enjoy talking to you, even though I'm a little all over the place tonight. Thank you for listening. And remember to come again and again and again.